Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. Men in women's sports goes to the Supreme Court. Police arrest a would-be copycat killer. The IRS stepping up enforcement. And Disney stepping up their wokeness. It's all coming up. Then Bill, of course, will be here with your message of the day. So a 12-year-old boy wants to compete on the girls' track and field team. It's middle school. So West Virginia then passed a law in 2021 saying, no, you can't do that. Boys can't compete against girls. Amazing that this would even need to be a law. The boy sued, and then a court blocked the law. Well, enter the Supreme Court for an emergency hearing, and that was denied. So for now, the boy in West Virginia can compete against girls. But Alito said this is an important issue, and the justices are likely to be required to address it in the near future. Police in Colorado have arrested a transgender person with a communist manifesto for allegedly planning a mass shooting at schools and churches in the area. The arrest happened on March 31st. That was just 3 days after that other transgender person murdered six Christians, including 3 9-year-olds. In this case, in Colorado, it's a man who goes by she, her pronouns, 19 years old. A family member called police. But remember, it's the transgender people who are the real victims. Now, no one has ever pointed to a single transgender person who's been the victim of violence since the Nashville shooting, but we still got to be on the lookout for anti-trans backlash. There's so much backlash. Only Nike, Bud Light, and Jack Daniels this week have supported drag queens. What in the world is going on? The IRS released their new strategic operation plan, and they said they're going to use their $80 billion in new funding to increase audits on the richest Americans by 10x, 10 times as many audits. The new IRS commissioner, the chief tax collector, said he wants the IRS to be a world-class customer service operation. In 2019, the IRS audited 0.4% of taxpayers earning at least $500,000. In 2011, it was 4%, not 0.4, but 4%. Disney has their new live-action Little Mermaid movie. I don't even know how that's possible. And they changed the lyrics of some of their songs because the songs were very offensive. Top of the list, Kiss the Girl, because Eric doesn't have consent. But she can't talk, so poor guy, his life would be destroyed today for leaning in. The movie comes out May 26th. It'll probably bomb like all the other Disney movies recently. Go woke, go broke. Let's make that more true than ever. Bill with your message of the day. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. A few things are clear about the Trump indictment. First, after his press conference, I think it's fair to say that Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg is not exactly Elliot Ness or even Barney Fife. His entire case rests on the assertion that Donald Trump used illegal business practices to cover up or commit a greater crime. But what crime? Bragg told reporters he doesn't have to say. Oh, it's instructive to put Alvin Bragg in the TV show Law & Order Criminal Intent. The fearless lawman is convinced that an alleged dalliance between Mr. Trump and an actress named Stormy Daniels, which occurred in 2006, is the basis of 34 felonies in 2023. Wow. Think about it. 10 years after the interlude supposedly occurred, Miss Stormy shows up with a lawyer demanding money. Why? Because it's 2 weeks before the election of 2016. If Daniels had not brought the lawyer, who's now in prison, she could have been charged with alleged extortion. And another woman went to the National Enquirer wanting money for a story about Trump. These are the people Alvin Bragg is basing his case on. The hapless DA has to know that intent to violate the law has to be established in order to convict Donald Trump. Surely, the former president's lawyers will say money changed hands to avoid family embarrassment. That happens in litigation every minute of the day. So this case is weak. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Henry, Mr. O, I think this Benjamin Franklin quote is worthy. Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become more corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters, unquote. Well, we're corrupt, but I think we're going to get out of this. Joseph Rick, Renton, Washington, because the judicial system in this country is totally corrupt, there's no way Trump can get a fair trial in New York City. The reason why is because the Democrats on the jury will never issue a not guilty verdict. It's true, and he may get a change of venue, but remember, Bragg and the judge that's assigned to the case, who Trump does not like, they go with the change of venue. But if I were Trump's lawyers, I'd get it out of New York City. Absolutely. Reed Hindman, Ottawa, Canada. Bill, can Alvin Bragg be sued for malicious prosecution? No. They're indemnified. All members of the court are indemnified from civil suits. You cannot sue them in the United States. I don't think you can in Canada either. Bill Rogers, Camillus, New York. I've never been affiliated with any political party, but I am conservative. With 7 years of mostly ridiculous attacks on Donald Trump, I am changing. I am registering as a Republican. This way, I will be able to vote for him in a primary. Okay. There's a lot of people rallying to the Republican cause right now. There's no doubt about it. Jim Knox, Jacksonville, North Carolina. Why are sealed documents and gag orders appropriate for the types of charges brought against Trump? Well, sealed documents are grand jury documents. All grand jury is sealed everywhere. Okay. So that's not unusual. There was no gag order because it would have been immediately challenged in a federal court, and the judge didn't want that. In a moment, something you might not know.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 402 years ago, a British ship departed the New World heading for Plymouth, England. After 265 days at sea and on land, half her crew and passengers were dead. This is the story of the Mayflower's two voyages. In the early 17th century, the British Crown began persecuting all subjects who opposed the Church of England. A small group of religious fanatics sought freedom in the colonies. The separatists secured financial backing from a group of investors called the London Adventurers, who were promised a huge share of the new colony's profits from crops and furs. The Mayflower left the south coast of Britain on September 16, 1620. After 66 days at sea, the ship missed its original destination of Virginia, instead arriving off the coast of Massachusetts. The sailors named the outpost Plymouth after the English port. Life in the New World was brutal. Within 6 months, half of the colonists had died from disease and starvation. Out of desperation, the others forged alliances with local Indians. A Native American named Squanto taught the settlers how to survive in the harsh North American wilderness. As an expression of gratitude, the English invited Squanto and his village for a three-day feast, the first Thanksgiving. On April 5th, 1621, 110 days after arriving in the New World, Mayflower Captain Christopher Jones and his remaining crew left the colony and returned to Europe. The aging Mayflower was then scrapped for timber. The wood was used to erect a small barn in central England that still stands today. And here's something else you might not know. A few famous Americans can trace their roots directly back to the passengers of the Mayflower. Notable descendants include John Adams, painter Norman Rockwell, actor Humphrey Bogart, Clint Eastwood, Bing Crosby, Richard Gere, Franklin Roosevelt, George Bush, and celebrity chef Julia Child. All had ancestors on the Mayflower. Back after this.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.